Well, by some JVs yesterday, with a chance to get on the court, a little invite. How'd it go yesterday?
The girls competed very well. We finished in first place. We took out Lexington by 6 points and then beat out the Kearney Blue team by 9 points. So good day on the courts by the girls, and most importantly, just getting some great experience against some pretty good field of teams. Going through things individually, Jaylee Hammond at one singles went 5-0. Had a really nice solid there. Honest, her closest match was 6-1. That's how well she played. She just really just took care of business and was very determined to go out and do some good things. I know she was a little frustrated with how things went in Lexington last Thursday in that invite, so she came back with a lot of determination and played extremely well and went 5-0. Got first place in that division and two singles. Abby Thompson continued to do some great things for us. Another division champion. She went 5-0 and played some solid tennis. Her closest match was a 6-2 match against Kearney. So, you know, she really dominated play there. Good to see her continue to play some great singles. At one doubles, we had Bailey Foster and Maddie Wilcox, kind of a repeat of what they did in Lexington. Now they got second Lexington. Well, they got first in North Platte yesterday, so had a great day, went 5-0. Their closest match came to the championship against Lexington. They won that one 6-3, a team they fought last week, and I think it was a 6-4 win. So kind of seeing some good growth and some progress there. So that was good for those two girls to go out and play some good tennis. And then wrapping things up was our two doubles team. We had Hannah Thompson and Riley Carson went 3-2 and got fourth place. They had the toughest matches of the day. They had three tiebreak matches, lost two of them and won one of them. So great experience for those girls to play some tiebreakers. We do a lot of work with tiebreakers. So it was good to see those girls, get that experience and play through some different situations you might be put in throughout the day. But a very good day going 3-2 and help the team, get to that first place finish.
Nice job. Those girls, again, battle each and every day in practice, get them some court time against some quality teams. That's good for the future girls coming up, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to lose three seniors, really good seniors this year, and the girls that have been on varsity, for anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 years of our career. So this is some great experience for the girls. That's why we do these JV invites. It gives them an opportunity to play some singles and some doubles and just get a little more experience playing against some good quality competition instead of just playing in duels. It was great for them to get on the courts and take advantage of these opportunities. They have two more JV invites left, so there's still some time for them to continue to work on their game and, like you said, get better and prepare for the years to come.
Bison Varsity back at it here this morning. Get a road trip, first of a couple of more meets this week before the Easter weekend coming up, and you'll head back to Lexington for a Lex invite.
Yep, this will be a good invite. Looks like in our pools we have been assigned to play Ogallala, Gehring, Lexington, the host team, and of course Scotts Bluff. So weather's going to be ideal. It's a team format situation. We'll play 1-2 singles, 1-2-3 doubles. All the girls will play at one site, so it's kind of fun that way. It's kind of a team karate day. They all get to support each other. They all playing together, which doesn't happen all the time. So it'll be fun. It's 8-game pro sets and 4 matches for the girls on the day. So it won't be too tough, but it's going to be some good competition. Ogallala is a little bit down, but Lexington has been surging lately. Their JVs have improved immensely. Their varsity is getting stronger, so that'll be a good matchup there. And, of course, Gehring is a team that's much improved from the years past, so that'll be a good matchup there. But we just need to continue to keep building, coming off a great weekend in Lincoln. Let's just continue that momentum and keep getting stronger and working towards becoming the team we want to be before the season ends, which is coming up here in about another, it's almost a month away, I might say. So we need to continue to progressing in the right direction.